Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, my friend. Welcome to day 300 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. It's day 300. I made it. I can't believe it. I can't believe you made it. Thanks for being here. Truly. It means more than you will ever frickin' know. I promise. Today, I wanted to preach about something that I really, really stand by. Nourish normalcy. Embrace the mundane. Lean into the boring and the plain and the simple. Simplify as much of your life as you can. Automate as much as possible and spend your day unsubscribing and simplifying and making things more concise so you can really enjoy the simplicity that exists around you. If there is an option for ease, embrace that shit. And this doesn't mean you have to cop out on everything that takes effort. But it means save your energy so you can reinvest it in the things you want to put effort in, rather than focusing all of your really valuable energy and time into things that could have waited or been simplified in some way. Work smarter, not harder. One way to do this is by paying attention to the things you're consuming. And I'm not just talking about the foods you're eating or the things you're drinking, but I'm speaking on the content that you're consuming as well. Set yourself up for success by planning and then letting shit go. Once you've set a general idea and a plan, have faith that it'll work out and you'll figure it out as you go, if it doesn't. Embracing the simple can come in many different forms. Maybe you'll try simplifying your wardrobe choices so you can mix and match without stressing and overthinking your outfit selections every single day. Of course, keep the things that are harder to style if they bring you joy, but if you can make the core essence of your closet a mix and matchable system, you can worry less on the daily grind of getting dressed. And if that's not your vibe, maybe practice picking out your clothing for tomorrow the night before so you can save that mental energy for other things. I had a bad habit of holding on to things that I spend money on because it felt wasteful, when in reality it was both a waste of money and a waste of my mental energy and personal space to keep holding on to shit that no longer served me. There is no need to buy the latest and greatest version of everything. You don't need the new iPhone every time a new version comes out, because honestly, if you end up buying the newer versions of everything, you're going to quickly realize the similarities within the upgrades and you're going to be disappointed in the lack of change. But if you let yourself wait, you'll get this amazing feeling once you have something that's falling apart and you get to upgrade. The changes are going to be night and day. I do this with my cars, my phones, my computers, and all other technology. I only upgrade when they are literally falling apart and I'm forced to. And when I do, it really feels like a special occasion. Plus, I am burdened less by the chore of having to properly recycle my devices, which you can do at a Staples or a Best Buy if you're not aware. You can also simplify your life in terms of planning. Set clear intentions for your day in a reasonable and manageable way. Declutter your home. Get rid of shit that you've been meaning to get rid of for months. Make more time for people that bring you peace and cut out the obligations to the toxic people that don't. This world is filled with unlimited distractions. Many of that shit may even be pretty valuable, but not necessarily pertinent to your life. Of course, only you can be in charge of what's worth your time and energy and effort. And this doesn't mean that everything has to bring immediate value and substance, or even delayed value and substance. Some shit should just be for fun. But notice when you're doing shit because it's an obligation or because it's the way you've always done things versus when you are choosing things consciously. Valuable experiences will typically outweigh things. We may not even realize how bogged down we were by the collection of our bits and bobs that naturally occur in our lives. All this to say, simplify when you can. Set your bills on autopay if you can afford to. Set up an automatic response on your emails that you'll get back to them within 72 hours or whatever works for you if you need to. Set your phone on airplane mode whenever you need a break from reality. Allow yourself to embrace silence when you get the chance. And you don't have to fill every single minute of every single day consuming things. You are a productive person even when you're doing nothing, and embrace the nothingness of that. When you slow down consciously, when you simplify on purpose, you will start to notice how much the world opens up. Oddly enough, when you intentionally choose less, you make room to experience more.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.